You know, it's been a long time, and I'm very overdue for another one of those deeply relaxing, mesmerizing, meditational, mind-clearing and ball-emptying erotic adventures where we just visualize your depravity and all its delicious potential. You want to do that with me today, don't you? Go ahead and take a deep breath and let it out and just try to clear your mind, but don't overthink it. Don't worry about it. If thoughts come to you, that's all right. I am very good at drawing your attention right back to me. And while you breathe in and breathe out, I want you to just focus on your breath. Listen to it as it goes in, as it goes out. Notice the feel of it on your lips, the warmth, the humidity, the ever so slight weight of it. Feel your chest rising and falling, your lungs filling, emptying. Notice the gentle, comforting pull of gravity that just pulls your muscles down. Helps them unknot, helps them loosen and relax. You don't have to do a thing. Gravity's going to do it all for you. You can just relax and listen to your breath and feel your breath and taste your breath. Just breathe. And as you breathe, your thoughts will drift. They'll listen to me. At times they'll listen to your inner monologue. And soon enough, my voice, my words will create your inner monologue. Now, as you feel the pull of the gravity, feel the pull of it in your balls, in your cock. Somehow those muscles don't soften and relax like the rest of your muscles do. Somehow just being told to notice the weight of your balls, the weight of your cock, the warmth of them between your legs, on your thigh, makes you harden, makes you plump, makes you twitch eventually. Notice how lovely and warm and tingly you are. Notice how, as you listen to your breath go in and out, and you feel the weight of the world pulling you down, massaging you, relaxing you, taking care of everything for you, and your cock hardening. You become my puppet. Your body responding to my voice. Doing as I tell it to do. You experience what I tell you to experience. It's so very easy. So very easy to fuck with you. But I'm not going to do anything you don't like. I'm going to do things that you really do like. Like put a vision in your head of the most perfect cock. You can see it, can't you? It might start off a little bit vague at first, but it comes into detail soon enough. You know how thick, how wide, how long, how short, how beveled, how tapered, how cut or uncut. You know what shade that cock is. You know how heavy the balls are. You know how smooth or wrinkly they are, how hairy or just clean they are. You know what that cock smells like. You know what that cock tastes like, even if you've never tasted it. You know who that cock is attached to. I mean, you may not know them personally, but you've got a vision of the man or trans woman attached to that perfect cock. The one with the perfect shape, the one with the perfect taste, the one with the perfect smell. The one that makes you wet your lips in anticipation. The one that makes you sigh with arousal. The one that makes your cock shift as it hardens. The one that makes your palm draw toward your cock. Because you need to touch yourself when you think of that cock. You need to stroke yourself when you think about that cock. Especially when you think about how it tastes. When you think about the heat of it just in front of your lips. And you get harder. And perhaps moan. But you do open your mouth. And you know what it feels like to have it pressed between your lips. To have that pre-cum anoint your mouth. To have it slide across the texture of your tongue. To have him rub his cockhead along your tongue. As he takes pleasure with your mouth. And then further back in your throat. You know what it feels like when he or she reaches down your body to rub at your hole while you lap at the shaft. And suck the balls. Cleaning that cock with your tongue, worshipping, loving it. Adoring that cock with your whole fucking face, rubbing your nose under the head, and kissing, nuzzling, caressing your cheek across the shaft, nuzzling the balls, and just running your tongue down the taint while your lover fingers your hole. Rubbing, circling, massaging, pushing a finger in and out. As your lover tells you how tight you are, and then another finger that makes you hiss and breathe that ecstasy against that cock as you warm and get harder and harder. As you're stretched further and further. as you take that cock all the way down your throat. As you gag on it, as you drool on it, as you moan on it. As you lover fingers your fucking hole and you know what's coming. And you're afraid and you're excited and you're loving it. Feeling your fucking holes being filled at the same time. And you know your lover is going to fuck you with that perfect fucking cock. And you know exactly what that cock feels like. The same way you know what it tastes like and what it looks like and what it smells like and how you need it and how hard you are. The same way you know how you fucking drip pre-cum. The same way you know that you're going to cry in pleasure and pain as that cock first takes you. On your back, so that you can see who's fucking you. On your back, so you can see that glorious cock, that beautiful body, that dominant face with that lustful sneer as that cock plunges into you, as you arch, as you gasp, as you thrust up to meet it, as you raise your knees, as you hug that waist with your legs, trying to climb up that fucking body to take that fucking cock as deep as you can, as you get fucking jackhammered, pounded, plunged into, stretched open, used as if you'd taken it again and again and again, even though it's only your first time with that fucking giant fucking cock, that fucking cock that no matter how big it was, it's now too big. It's so fucking big. It's so fucking beautiful, and it hurts, and it feels good at the same time, and it fills your fucking brain with the experience. There is no room for any other thought but the stab of that cock. Oh, and how you tingle and how you leak onto your belly and how your fucking clitty cock is rubbed between your belly and theirs every time they thrust into you, every time you take it, every fucking time it makes your balls bounce, every fucking time it makes your body rock, every time you take it deep. And you do take it. So fucking deep, don't you? You know exactly what it feels like when they're about to come. You know how their cock swells. You know how you feel it churning in your own balls. You know that the moment they twitch and spurt, that you're going to come for that cock like you've never come before. You know, and you fucking hover at the edge of that precipice. Your mind blank. Your body just experiencing. And then it happens. A grunt and a thrust and the first twitch and that fucking hot pulse deep inside you, shooting and filling and fucking and breeding and coming inside you and coming inside you and coming inside you and turning you into their own little fucking cum dub. And you fucking love it. You fucking love it. There's nothing you can do but come for that cock and come for that cum and come for that cock and come for that cum and be a fucking coming cum dump. Yes. Be a fucking coming cum dump for that cum. So much in you, so much on you, until you are nothing but a fucking pool of cum, of their cum, and your cum. You are as warm and soft and melted and just as much of a puddle. Is that fucking cum on your belly? And isn't it delicious? And so relaxing. I do like these nice, relaxing, meditative moments we share. I hope you can go about your day with your body relaxed, your stress reduced, and your mind clear. I know I will. You know, if you liked this audio and would like to hear more of my dirty, filthy, sissy fucking cuckold teasing, pegging, feminizing deliciousness, you can always go to my website at shaniac.com. That's shaniac.com, and see what I'm up to. See what else I've come up with. See where I'm hanging out online. I will look forward to seeing you there.